10 years ago, we experienced one of the greatest tragedies ever to happen on American soil. Hello, this is your governor, Paul LePage. On Sunday, we marked the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. It is a time in our history that forever changed our people and our nation. We have gone to war with those responsible for these heinous crimes. We have sent a message to the world that the United States stands strong and we will not back down. We will never forget those lost on 9/11 or the servicemen and women that have sacrificed their lives fighting for the defense of our freedom since. Perhaps what is most profound, which has risen from the solemn day, is that we have not let them conquer our spirit. Americans have found strength from each other, and that is what we must also never let go of. There are three ladies from Maine that carry that strength with them every Tuesday morning in sun, rain, sleet, or snow. They are well-known Freeport flag ladies, Elaine Green, Carmen Footer, and Joanne Miller. The trio has sent a powerful message to millions of people by waving the American flag, a simple gesture that has touched the hearts of many around our nation, including me. Their dedication to our country and our troops is heartwarming. They'll tell you, though, it's not about them, it's about the American spirit. I have been invited to stand with Elaine, Carmen, and Joanne this Sunday to wave the red, white, and blue, and I'm honored to do so. So, on the 10th anniversary, I will ask you to take a moment to reflect on the American spirit. Our founding fathers built this nation on unalienable rights that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We were struck by unimaginable grief on September 11, 2001. We were a country in shock. Yet, there was something else President Bush found within a nation of distress, and that was dedication. It was dedication to those who died, the heroes that helped save lives, the volunteers who worked tirelessly, and the people who, as a nation, came together as one. I ask you to grab onto that American spirit once again today. We will never forget, but sometimes we must also remember why we are the United States of America. God bless.